si on regarde les réserves, on compare entièrement. Le rap pour moi, c'est plus fort que 400 ans. On n'a pas les mêmes souvenirs que racontent nos grands-parents. Pour les miens, c'est le début de la fin. Ravagé par l'homme blanc, se cachera pas qu'il avait faim. Le rap pour moi, c'est Barack Obama, c'est Sitting Bull et tous les peuples Dakota. Aujourd'hui, leur territoire s'appelle Coca-Cola. Et on a l'image folklorique d'une pub de la Cota. Notre histoire est similaire à l'histoire des Noirs. Et j'ai aussi envie de croire que jour mon peuple criera victoire. Le rap pour moi, c'est plus fort que moi. C'est mon cœur que t'entends et dans le son de ma voix. Le rap pour moi, c'est pas un trip d'ego trip. C'est la voix du peuple, j'fais pas du rap d'égoïste. J'fais du rap collectif qui rassemble les miens. J'suis un grand pacifiste, j'ai un cœur d'Amérindien. Na wat chapit in dagwan, inigam wan. Hapitch win in dagwak, ni ta pa ji dun ni wi da magi. Anigak wa ya ke to ji gadek, ni ta gigak, ni sa wu.
I am good. Boutros, Boutros Ghali, put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver?
Yeah. Welcome to show 21 of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. So the show is legally now allowed to drink in the States. 21 shows. I can't believe it. I'm your co-host, Fleur Cooper. Christian Ratcliffe assured me he'd be bounding into the studio at 6 o'clock on the dot. He's yet to arrive, so I'm looking forward to finally having my co-host back in the studio. It's been 3 lonely weeks without him. He just heard his name as he comes in. We'll put do you need a minute or can we put you on the mic straight away? Hey, yay, he's back.
How's it going? I'm a little out of breath.
Did you just sprint up from the car park?
Oh, yeah.
You poor thing.
Well, it's good to be back, so.
Yeah, well, we missed you here at CITR. How was your trip away?
Excellent.
You're like, I don't want to talk about it.
No, it was a good 2.5 weeks. The weather was good most of the time, so driving around Western Canada, so.
What did you see any great sights? Anything
lots of wildlife.
What was the best wildlife?
It's good to see your beautiful face.
I know, we haven't seen each other for a while. And I was just telling this the listeners out there, we're 21, so we're legal now.
Oh, right on.
21st show.
Didn't even really realize that.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited. I guess I should tell you what we had first up there. That was the Juno Award-winning Metric, who won Group of the Year for this year. So that's a... We're pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I heard it on the way in. Sounded good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear. See, we do listen to our shows outside.
Just wanted to see how much time I had before I was going to be late.
So, if you haven't heard of Metric, they formed in 1998. They're huge in Japan. I was going to say that was random. In Canada. I'm a bit excited. I haven't had Christian in the studio, so I don't know where I am. The album was released last year's. It was called Fantasies, and they've been involved with the Yellowbird Project, which we've been talking about quite extensively. They
I've got to buy a t-shirt.
I know.
There eventually. We've talked about it enough.
Hey, they should send us some t-shirts.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Who do they support with their...
They support Music Counts, which is actually a Canadian initiative, and it looks at... Their mission is to ensure schools across Canada, regardless of their socioeconomic background, are able to provide a comprehensive musical education program to students.
Cool.
And so far, they've issued out grants and scholarships and have given more than $3.5 million towards this great cause.
That's a lot of money.
I know.
Yeah.
So, Christian, do you want to talk about who we're playing next? Oh, hang on, before I forget, you don't know this, we're giving a whack load of tickets away.
Oh, sweet.
Our station manager, Brenda, just came in to see me a little while ago. So I'm going to probably give some out, or we'll give some out after the next...
What are we looking at? Let's tell people so
I know,
prepare for it.
I know. Well, we've got the Get Down. Oh, sorry. What's the band? I don't know what the band is. Vancouver indie band The Get Down released their second album, Are You Down? And they're playing at the Warraway Club on May 23rd. So that's in 2 days, 3 days, Sunday.
Right on. Well, we'll give those away later.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And then we've got 2 pairs of tickets. So that's you and a friend to go and see them at the Railway Club, which is a wicked venue. We love the Railway Club. And then we have this Japanese tour is coming through Canada. Brenda was telling me apparently this doctor in Toronto had all this extra cash, so he decided to create a nation tour for these 5 Japanese bands.
Wow.
So, you know, it'd be good to have some free cash to spread around
that. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So there's 5 bands playing. They're touring across Canada. They're going to be... they're starting in Vancouver on May 22nd, and then they go to Montreal on the 25th, May 28th in Toronto, and 29th in Toronto. And they are... Oh, my gosh. Andy Morey, Mothercoat... I think the other band's called Lulu, and I'm pretty sure... Oh, Kulu Kulu Garden, and they're actually highlighted in George's Strait this week. So if you want to find more about them, you can find them out in George's Strait. And then, oh my God, this is going to test my Japanese from a while ago. Awarikara.
I didn't know you had Japanese in your repertoire. Very nice.
Oh, I lived there for a little while, so I have some. Skoshi daki, skoshi. And Gumi. So I don't. I'm sorry to be really uneducated about these bands. I don't know much about them, but we're giving away tickets, so it's a free ticket.
Everybody loves freebies.
I know. So you listen out. We'll probably do that in about another 10, 15 minutes, so you can call up.
So get your phone ready.
Get your phone ready. So who are we playing next?
I've finally caught my breath.
You poor thing.
Yeah. Next up, we're going to play Band of Horses, actually. They just put out a new album. Came out Tuesday, actually, and it's called Infinite Arms. It's their third studio album, and I think we've talked about Band of Horses a couple times on the show before, but they've recently supported the Pavlov Foundation, which is a nonprofit that raises funds to improve the lives of children with cancer through hospital play and music and arts. So a pretty great cause. You can check that out at www.pavlov.org. They're playing actually a couple West Coast dates to support this new album. Not coming to Vancouver, but they will be playing Sasquatch Festival, which is at the Gorge in George. So for those lucky people that are going to be going down there, you get to see the Band of Horses. Yeah.
It's in 2 weeks, and we're actually featuring a couple of Sasquatch goers today. So
awesome.
I know. I'm sad I'm missing out this year, but next year, right?
Yeah. Book them now. It's sold out. Too bad, but next year for sure. Anyways, here's Band of Horses with Factory from their new album, Infinite Arms, on CITR 101.9.
Hotel room. just a few days ago, you asked for snow. You asked for snow. And if the clouds should come together, doing flips and somersaults.
Seed Productions Foundation is proud to present An Evening with Deepak Chopra. On the heels of two new releases, the New York Times best-selling author Deepak Chopra will bring his message of well-being to Vancouver on June the 4th. Dr. Chopra is acknowledged as one of the world's leaders in mind-body medicine and has been described as the poet-prophet of alternative medicine. He will talk about his latest works, Reinventing the Body, Resurrecting the Soul, How to Create a New You, and the ultimate happiness prescription, the 7 keys to joy and enlightenment. An Evening with Deepak Chopra at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, Friday, June 4th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets online at ticketmaster.ca.
And when you experience that, you'll be extremely ecstatic. You'll be extremely joyful because this is the real you. And that he calls Nirvana.
Welcome back to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. It is Thursday evening, and I'm back in the place I should be on Thursdays. I kind of like it.
You're back in the driver's seat. I like it. I've been doing all the stuff for the last 3 weeks, so I'm enjoying just sitting back and watching
you. Yeah, I got to say thanks for thanks to Fleur for letting me fly the coop for a couple weeks. But that was Travis there with Chinese Blues from Ode to J. Smith, their last album that they released in 2008. Great band from Scotland, actually. I really like their sound. They've been doing it for a while and actually are quite established, being awarded two actually British Album of the Year awards at the annual Brit Awards. And they've actually often been credited with paving the way for bands such as Coldplay, Keen, Snow Patrol, so some of the more well-known, British and Scottish bands. So they've actually released 6 studio albums since 1997, so they've been putting it out there, I'm going to say.
Yeah, I mean, Travis is a great band, and they've been around for such a long time, played so many festivals, so you've got to be happy with their latest album, for sure. It sounds good.
Yeah, I like that. I like that track. And most recently, Fran Healy from Travis played an intimate acoustic show for charity. And the charity that it benefited was called Housing Works Incorporated. And it's a charity that provides housing, healthcare, job training, and advocacy for New Yorkers living with HIV or AIDS. Speaking of that, I think you wanted to talk a little bit about something to do with that Deepak Chopra.
What a serendipitous segue.
We're that good.
We are that good. I mentioned this last week as well when we played the Deepak Chopra ad. Deepak Chopra has given a percentage of the ticket sales to AIDS Vancouver, which is a non-profit AIDS service organization, the oldest one in Canada. It was established in 1983. And if you go to Ticketmasters and you haven't bought your ticket for Deepak Chopra, if you type in AIDS, AIDS, 10% of that ticket sale will go directly to aid the support services that AIDS Vancouver provides to HIV-positive individuals in the Lower Mainland.
Oh, very cool.
So that's, Deepak Chopra has been a supporter of AIDS Vancouver in the past, giving away free tickets, so now he's taking his support a little bit further.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's very
cool.
Very good of him.
And that's in 2 weeks. On June 4th, he's doing his show.
It's June 4th. Yeah, you are correct. We just heard that ad, but, you know, sometimes things go right over my head. But, yeah, no, it's June 4th that he's going to be in town. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And, going there will support AIDS Vancouver. So very cool. Before Travis, we had Courier News, a new project from Matt Schellenberg and Alexa Dirks. Matt Schellenberg of the Liptonians, who've won a Western Canadian Music Award, and Alexa Dirks, who's actually a Juno Award-winning artist with her band Chic Gamine. They've come together to form Courier News and just put out an EP called Fixtures, and that song was called Do I Dare. I believe it was released earlier this month, so a new project from those two. They're both from Winnipeg, I believe. Winnipeg, Manitoba, part of the songwriting culture there in Winnipeg.
Well, I guess when it's 40 below for most of the year, what else are you going to do?
Let's write some tunes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And the next band that we've got is one of my favorites, and I'm happy to announce they're coming to Vancouver.
Yeah, tickets just went on sale.
Tomorrow, I think they're going
on. Oh, sorry, yeah. I guess it was the pre-release email that I saw, yeah.
Get on it. We better go and get some tickets for those, hey?
Yeah, it might be a good idea.
They're playing at the Malcolm Bowl on August 28th with Beach House and Dum Dum Girls. They're also playing the Sasquatch Music Festival in 2 weeks, which is, next weekend. And they all, I put this in because I went to the Glastonbury Music Festival back when I was a young tyke, and I have a special place in my heart. So if anyone's in England listening, probably not, but or you're going over to the Glastonbury Festival, check out Vampire Weekend. They'll be playing there as well.
Yeah, yeah. Great band. I'm sure that's a must have been an awesome festival.
Glastonbury?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was ridiculous.
I've read about it.
It was we were there in 19 and this is showing how old I am. 1997 and it
man,
was
man, you're old.
I am old. It was a mud fest. One of my friends actually got trench foot by the end of it, which is a World War II disease because it was so wet and muddy and just it was probably the first mud festival that they had that it was because it was torrential rain for like 3 weeks before.
Wow.
Yeah, it was an endurance test, that's for sure, but also super fun and yeah. Amazing.
Before we play Vampire Weekend's latest track here, do you want to give away some tickets?
Why not?
Yeah, okay. What's the number to call in?
The number to call, and please call after the song has started because
we're not going to answer during what we're talking here.
We're not technologically advanced to do that. We can't multitask. We're only single taskers.
Why don't we give away the Get Down? We have two pairs of tickets to give away for those that are interested to go see Vancouver indie band The Get Down. They just released their second album. It's called Are You Down? And it was produced by Hamish Thompson. And it's featuring the talents of cellist Ariel Barnes, who's actually collaborated with the Tragically Hip, and saxophonist and producer Anand Greenwell, who's worked with Jets Overhead, the 11 Hour Orchestra, Jesse Nicholson Band, and many others. So it's going to be a great show. It's on May 23rd at the Railway Club. And you can call 604-822-2487 in a minute here and win some tickets.
So what's that number? It's 604-822-2487.
And
get
here, yeah, get some tickets. Everybody loves the freebies. So here's Vampire Weekend with Giving Up the Gun on Are You Aware?
Trophy, forgetting all the things that's done. strength,
dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night,
because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind before I met you.
Just like the days of old, they're in the safety of a mother's arms, the warmth of ages far away from harm again.
Thank you.
heavens to the other side. On wings of magic does a little girl ride. Little creatures running from the cold back to the nest just like the days of old. They're in the magic of a mother's arms, the warmth of ages far away from harm again.
What a great song.
We don't really need to back announce that or anything.
That's homegrown stuff right there. Neil Young.
And if anyone out there doesn't know it, I guess they should give back their passport, right?
Yeah, exactly. Give back your Canadian passport if you don't know who that was. That was Neil Young with a great song off of a great live album called Dreaming Man Live 92. So I love the sound of him live.
Mm-hmm. He's
yeah,
really good.
Sounds great.
Such a haunting voice.
Yeah, and that was War of Man, so the 10th track off that album that just came out in, 2009, so last year. Neil Young has done numerous things as politically and as far as social justice goes. One of the greatest things, though, is he started his own charity a number of years ago with his wife, Peggy. So they have a bridge school benefit annually, and... What is the Bridge School?
It's the Bridge School assists children with severe physical impairments and complex communication needs.
Okay.
So each year, I mean, gosh, it's pretty nice for that school to have a patron of Neil Young every year with his influence.
It's not a bad thing.
No, and so they've been doing this since 1986, and each year they get their friends to come and do acoustic sets for a benefit concert in Mountain View in California. And all the proceeds that are from this benefit concert go towards the Bridge School. And one of the thrusts of the programs in this Bridge School that assists children with severe physical impairments and complex communications needs is the use of advanced augmentative and alternative communication system and assistive technology. So I guess...
So a lot of the money raised goes towards buying, this new equipment that kind of, cutting edge equipment is probably pretty pricey stuff.
Well, like a voice-activated computer and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Well, they've had some great musicians play with them over the years. And last year, if you look at the lineup, quite a list of who's who in the music world. Last year, No Doubt played, Jimmy Buffett, Chris Martin of Coldplay, Sheryl Crow, Fleet Foxes, Monsters of Folk, Wolf Mother, Gavin Rossdale. So,
and is that really Adam Sandler? Like,
yeah, I passed over that, but he must do a little. Yeah, you know what? Hey, you've seen him sing on and play guitar on Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah, the Wedding Singer. It. He does a great song.
He can do it. So quite a lineup at the Bridge School. I'm sure it'll be another great benefit show this year. Before Neil Young, we played a local group, the Saltines, with We Can Go On from their latest EP that was just released this month. It's called Moths. So it's their first release in a while. And I've heard that they're going to be releasing a full-length album in the summer sometime. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And they've actually supported cancer research with a couple benefit shows in the past in Vancouver and around Vancouver. So keep your eyes peeled for their latest album that's supposed to be coming out in the summer.
I like that. It was fun. It kind of reminded me a little bit of the Lemonheads, kind of like
very poppy, fun, positive, happy music for sure. Yeah. So a nice jangly sound to it. I liked it quite a bit. So
could end up on the summer turntable. You never know.
You never do know. Great summer summer track. So next up, we're going to be playing a little bit of PB&J.
Jay with the crust cut off.
Yeah, Peter, Bjorn, and John. Great band from Sweden. I've actually had the pleasure of seeing them live once, and I thought it was awesome. Oh, yeah, nice. At the Commodore a couple years ago. And they're actually put on a pretty rockin' show. I was not surprised, but I thought the show, surprisingly rocked me. We'll put it that
compared
way.
Compared to
the album, yeah.
Yeah, they're quite poppy, so a lot of people think it's going to be like this lovely little sweet Swedish pop group when they're actually thrashing musicians, I guess.
Yeah, so it was good. And they've supported Stop Malaria Now, which is a great charity. You can check that out at www.stopmalarianow.org. Malaria is a huge, huge problem still.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess for Canadians, I don't really think about it that much because it's not warm enough in Canada for... You have mosquitoes, but they don't seem that brutal.
On the West Coast, it's not as big of a problem. I know I grew up east, and it's quite a problem in the summer. So.
Well, malaria constantly threatens half of the world's population and kills almost 1 million people every year. And 90% of them are in sub-Saharan Africa. Pregnant women and young children are particularly at risk. 8 out of 10 malaria deaths are children under the age of 5. However, you know, malaria can be cured
and
prevented.
It's curable, right? Which is, I think, the worst thing about those statistics is that it is a curable disease, treatable and curable. So
and preventable. I mean, yeah. It's basically all you need are malaria nets and, I guess, RID. Whatever the sub-Saharan equivalent of RID is. But like we've said before, when you're living in sub-Saharan Africa and you're living on less than a dollar a day, when you've got a lot of your family to feed, malaria nets that could be, I think they're around $2 or $3. It's a luxury that you really can't afford, even though it's going to get you sick. So
$2 or $3 is probably a lot of money. To these people as well, right? So that probably buys it a number of meals. It feeds a family for a while. So it's a whole nother reality where these people are coming from. So
well, and this is one of the things that Stop Malaria Now talk about is that they want to raise public awareness on malaria as a global health problem and mobilize respective support for stronger political, financial, and strategic commitments in order to achieve the health-related Millennium Development Goals that were pledged by the G8, so the most influential 8 countries in the world, in 2000, and said that by 2015 we want to, some of the Millennium Development Goals involved reducing HIV prevalence, malaria prevalence, clean water, reducing or eradicating the 40 poorest countries in the world's debt so they can then start creating some sustainable livelihoods. So again, we're only 5 years off the target and there's still a lot to be done. We've talked about it before. So if you want to find more about stopmalarianow.org, you just go to the website.
Yeah, check it out on the web. And right now we're going to play Peter, Bjorn, and John. Here's Nothing to Worry About from their album Living Thing on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I got nothing to worry about. it's always round. You have something you subscribe to. Be prepared. There must be something in you turning boys to men and then back again.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Something wonderful is happening here. It's indescribable. Don't let it disappear. Take this moment now before it's lost. Give yourself away. Don't count the cost. God love, that's all I feel here now. We got love, and all we need is now. Come and go with me, let's enjoy the view. Make this day complete, forget your solitude. The time has come for us, so take my hand. It's written on your face, I know you understand. We got love, that's all I feel here now. We got love, and all we need is now. Universe away. It's just you and I and the way we feel today. We got love, that's all I feel here now. We got love, and all we need is now. We got love, I see it in your eyes. We got love, and it's a beautiful sight. Something wonderful is happening here. It's indescribable. Don't let it disappear.
Thievery Corporation with their song 33 Degrees from their latest album, Radio Retaliation, on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Now, if you've never heard of Thievery Corporation before, they're a brilliant duo, DJ duo called Rob Garza and Eric Hilton. They've been around for a long, long time. They've been they've done some amazing work. And they're very politically conscious and speak out about a lot of things. I really wanted to talk about what I saw on their MySpace page today. I thought this was pretty cool. This is Hilton, one of the band members, talking about the Radio Retaliation, the release of the song, and just the state of the music, sort of the radio music industry in the States. So he says, apart from a few independent bastions, I guess that's what it is, there is no musical or informational freedom on the US airwaves anymore. The traditional public commons have been sold to the highest corporate bidders. Music is suffering and society is suffering too. Radio Retaliation is about an exodus of conscious people who are willing to acknowledge something is wrong with the official version in news and culture. Therefore, we need to create our own channels, explains Hilton. I like that. I think that's really cool.
And channels like CITR.
That's right. You have to listen to Are You Aware and on CITR and other independent radio stations to find out what's really going on.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be polluted by the corporate rock stations or radio stations out there that are kind of, you know, feeding you
Britney blah. Spears.
Yeah.
Over
yeah. and over again. Yeah, for sure. No, that's quite a statement. Very interesting statement by Eric Hilton from Theory Corporation. And you said before, they've been involved in a number of different things, including Causes album series with Causes 1, which they, I guess, included an exclusive and rare track that they donated to Causes 1. So, and 100% of the proceeds go to three nonprofit organizations, including Doctors Without Borders, Human Rights Watch, and Oxfam America.
And the compilation CDs of Causes is for the Darfur, what's happening in Darfur right now with the genocide. So they, that's why those three organizations have been the ones that are getting the funds directed to them, because they're on the ground helping the people and hopefully ending the genocide pretty soon. And we've talked about Causes a lot.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're gonna talk about the one in the middle, which I'm
Sir Tom Jones.
Sir Tom Jones,
the one and only.
Christian, I think that's the first Sir we've played on the radio show.
It's definitely the first time we've played Sir Tom Jones, I know that for sure.
I'm going to stick by my choices. I'm sure if you listen to this show regularly, you hear me go on and on about La Blogothèque, but I friggin' love La Blogothèque.
And where can people find out about that? Because it is amazing. We got to make people aware of that for sure.
Exactly. It's if you just type in La Blogothèque or takeaway shows into Google, it's the first thing that comes up. And these are, said it again, these are great little snippets of amazing independent artists having doing their shows in unique and interesting areas, or doing their songs. So, I mean, you have Yesaya in the Paris underground, Phoenix on top of a double-decker tour bus going around the Eiffel Tower and things like that.
Yeah, playing their tracks. So this was the Blogothèque version of We Got Love.
Yeah, so We Got Love was actually written by Bernie Lowe and Carl Mann in for the single by Bobby Rendell in 1958. And they asked Sir Tom Jones to... why am I calling him Sir Tom Jones? I don't know. I think I will just have to do that.
Now and forever, he's Sir Tom
forever,
Jones.
Sir TJ. If he would like to be on takeaway shows. So they recorded him in a New York hotel room, him and another guitarist. They recorded three songs, and that was one of them. And it's a pretty cool write-up. They do a little write-up about how it happened, and I think it was Vincent Moon says at one point, you never expect to get a phone call from Tom Jones saying, I'm ready to record now, let's do it. So, and if you haven't seen the video, it's pretty cool. He's there. He looks kind of like a cross between Elvis and Johnny Cash. He's wearing like... Christian just looked at me like I was...
I see men like that in my nightmares.
Oh, he was wearing those big, you know, token gold sunglasses that Elvis wore, and is in total black outfit. So it's cool. And he's, no matter how cheesy some of his tracks are, he's a singer. He's been around since for a long time. He's 70 now, so you have to give him some kudos.
Give him props. He's been doing it for a while.
It was for my mum. That's what I'm going to say.
He's a warrior. For sure. No, that was an interesting song. I love the end where he gave it one final to end it. That was awesome. Next up, we're actually going to play a new track from The National, from their latest album called High Violet, that was just released, a couple days ago, I believe. So
If you've never heard of The National, they're from Brooklyn, formerly of from Cincinnati. That's where they formed in 1999. And they've been very involved in a number of social and political causes. They supported Barack Obama's presidential candidacy in 2008. And in July of that year, they actually designed and sold a T-shirt featuring Obama's image above the words Mr. November. A reference to both their song from their album called Alligator and the month of the U.S. Election. Then all proceeds were donated to Obama's campaign. So I thought that was very interesting. Another interesting thing I thought as well is they played a rally for Obama, and they actually set up buses to take people from the show to voting booths. Wow. So they set up buses for early voters to take to the voting booths for the elections. So I thought that was pretty neat. And I know we've talked about this before, but they've supported the Red Hot organization a number of times. And they actually just played a benefit show on May 15th, so the other night, to support the Red Hot organization. And they've raised over $1 million.
Wow.
For a Red Hot organization.
On their own?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so I thought that was an awesome statistic.
Yeah.
Go
to The National.
Yeah.
And if you don't know about the Red Hot organization, although we do talk about it a lot on here.
Now and then.
The Red Hot organization releases compilation CDs, and not just indie CDs. They do bossa nova CDs, they do Cuban music CDs, they do a whole country CDs, a whole bunch of different CDs. And the proceeds from that are put into their foundation, where they deliver money to different aid service organizations around the world.
Yeah, very, very cool organization. The way they raise money and awareness, I think, is amazing. So The National kicking off a major U.S. and European tour later this month in support of their new album, High Violet. And here is Blood Buzz Ohio from that album on CITR. Enjoy.
Bees. never married. But Ohio don't remember me. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The flows are falling out from everybody I know. I'm all in love, but yes, I, yeah, I'm all in love. I'm on a blood bus. God, I am, yeah, I'm on a blood bus.
Party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
Ooh. The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big-screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer-battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that last track was Forced to Love by The Broken Social Scene from their album Forgiveness Rock Rock Record.
Yeah, their latest release, again, another album that just was released, we're playing on the show, released on, May 18th, I think.
We're so cutting edge. We're 5 minutes from now.
Oh, geez. you heard it here first. And before that, The Grateful Dead. So, Touch of Grey from their album from 1987 called In the Dark. So, we're also, yesteryear here at Are You Aware as
we're
well.
We're geriatric.
So, that's probably their most well-known song and a great song from them. And they've actually... Jerry Garcia, in 1995, one of their members passed away, and the group actually broke up and disbanded for a short period of time, and then last year got back together and toured again, not as the Grateful Dead, but just as the Dead, and they auctioned off front row tickets to a number of their shows, and a number of charities received great benefit, including the Further Foundation, which works for environmental and social causes, the Unbroken Chain Foundation, which supports community service projects, and the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, which is dedicated to protecting oceans and marine life. So we've got one more song for you this week.
I know, we've timed it perfectly. Usually we have to cut out a few songs, but we're on time, so
back and the magic returns.
That's right. So the last song we've got is, we like Grizzly Bear on this show. We've played them a couple of times. Their most recent album, I always get this wrong, I think.
Beckett Manis?
I don't know. I apologize, Grizzly Bear, if you're ever listening. And if you're down in California, I was trying to see if they were coming up here to play. Unfortunately, they're not. They are playing at the Hollywood Bowl on September 18th. So if you're in LA, go and check them out. This is the last song for our 21st show. We should go and celebrate with a beer now.
I think we probably will. Next up is Bleak with Exquisite Corpse. So stick around for another hour and a half and check Bleak out with Exquisite Corpse. We'll leave you with Grizzly Bear, Southern Point on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say.
The Southern Point is calling us. All haven on the Southern Point is calling us. And faced with all the obvious, she'll carry us. Avert your eyes from all of this, we'll make it all back.
noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. You know, any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Hey, guys, it's Bleak in the studio with you tonight. Thanks for coming by to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. This is Canada's favorite radio show, as you know. Tonight we're going to be featuring Captured Tracks. It is a label out of Brooklyn, New York. It is run by Mike Sniper, who you may know from Blank Dogs and Mayfair Set. And evidently a band called Fag Cop, or ex-Fag Cop. But I don't know, that's kind of still a little vague to me how that works. Anyway, Captured Tracks artists tonight. And there's a fine roster of bands on Captured Tracks, including one of Vancouver's own, The Cosmetics, have a single out on Captured Tracks. It's something I didn't know until I started to do some little bit of research on here. Also got some bands called The Fresh and Onlys, The Minx, The Beats, Beach Fossils, and a bunch of others, including things like Blank Dogs. And Dumb Dumb Girls have put stuff out on Blank, on Captured Tracks. Yeah, there you go. So,
reading for this is the one I'm giving.
Hey,
this is Mark Hossel.
Wait a second. You're not on yet. Let's do something from Veronica Falls now called Starry Eyes on Exquisite Corpse Radio.